Haskell, brother and sister. St. Helena, California, November 9th, 1910. Dear brother and sister Haskell, on Friday, Sarah and I went up to the college. Brother Atwood drove us in the two-seated covered carriage that my husband bought just a short time before his death. I sold this carriage to Dr. Kellogg, and after we returned from Australia, he sent it to me as a gift. I stood the journey to the school well, and the next morning I thought that I would test my strength by speaking in the chapel. The room was well filled, and I spoke for an hour without any sense of weariness, presenting portions of the first, second, and third chapters of the book of Daniel. I dwelt particularly on the deliverance of the three Hebrews from the fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonied, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near unto the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth from the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Daniel 3, verse 22 to 27. Then comes the king's testimony. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and hath changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Verses 28-29. I speak, you know, slowly, and my hearers could take in all that I said in the hour's talk. I had no reason to complain of inattention. I never before spoke to a more solemn and attentive congregation. My voice did not fail me, and I was strengthened and blessed. This has given me courage and confidence in the strength that the Lord has given me. I am prepared to talk when the Lord impresses me to, and to believe that He will strengthen me. The effort that I made at the college is an assurance that the Lord will bring my strength back to me. I shall now take courage that I shall be able to continue my public speaking. I am so thankful that I made this trial and made it successfully. I was very much pleased with the riveted attention that those present paid to the words spoken. Several spoke of their appreciation of the discourse. The next morning, young brother and sister Irwin and sister Irwin came to my room, and we had an excellent interview. They expressed their satisfaction at my choosing the subject that I did to speak upon. I thank the Lord for strengthening me to make this visit. Now, if I can only sleep at night, I shall be grateful. Of late, I have not been sleeping well. The night before last, I got only about 2 hours' sleep. Last night I did better, but did not sleep for as many hours as I should. I read the fourth chapter of Daniel with intense interest.
it speaks of the second warning given to the king. In interpreting the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had dreamed, Daniel said, "It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong. For thy greatness is grown, and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion unto the ends of the earth." And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven, and saying, "Hew down the tree, and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field, till 7 times pass over him."
This is the interpretation, O king. And this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord, the king, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. Verses 22-27. Nebuchadnezzar was given a probation of 12 months, but he did not heed the warning. As he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon, he spoke in pride, saying, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. Thy kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Verses 30-33. At the end of the days, his reason returned unto him, and he blessed the Most High. The record says, "I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and honor him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase." Verses 34-37.